We gotta fix
that. Ah, 6:30.
There you go.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
Sharon Palmerville?
Here.
Jeff Wimble?
Here.
Laura Belsky?
Here.
Mark Nordigan?
Present.
Jerry Gulling?
Ah, he called in.
Excused.
Terry Rose?
Here.
Youth and Governance, Samuel Arnold? Youth and Governance?
Anybody here from Youth and Governance?
Maria?
John?
Nope.
Is it you?
Not mine, no.
Any supervisor comments? Chairman comments? Supervisor Belsky and I had a conversation. Other committees have gone paperless. What would the committee like to do?
What we're doing now.
I know you have hard copies, but come on.
I can print it at my office, but I like the paper.
DEA can, you know, do without paperwork. We can do without paperwork, can't we? We can do it all digital. I would be in favor of moving to digital if it's not going, as long as we can get complete information. That's the only thing.
Okay, let's...
I'm fine with digital, too.
So we can still print it?
You can still print it. It'll still come in as a...
You could always print it from your email.
It'll come in as an email.
Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
I can also email it to everybody as a packet as well, so it's easier to print.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go digital after this.
Yay!
Okay.
You owe me one, Alyssa.
See, I told you I'd bring it up.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval of the minutes from December 1st, 2021.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution from Joint Services.
Citizens comments.
I did citizen comments.
Oh, you asked for citizen comments? Oh, sorry, I didn't hear.
No, I didn't.
No, you said supervisor comments.
Oh, okay, citizen comments? Okay.
Just trying to keep it real.
My mistake. I could swear I did. Resolution from Joint Services? Who's presenting this evening? Or who is?
He can't be presenting for himself.
Well, that's fine, he can come. Introduce himself and...
My name is Joshua Nielsen. I'm currently the interim director for Kenosha Joint Services. I was appointed by the Joint Services Board for the director position. And I believe there's a resolution going through this committee to confirm that appointment.
Okay. Questions from the committee?
How long have you been working for, or in Joint Services? How many years?
Sure, I started there in 1999. I started as a dispatcher in April of 1999, mm-hmm. So going on 23 years.
Long time, then.
Yeah, okay. Getting up there.
And what's your, you said you're interim now?
I am interim.
How many years were you a supervisor?
So I went into the supervision management position in 2006. So I've been in management pretty much since that position. I've managed the communication center. Then I worked as the assistant director starting in 2015.
So you know just ins and outs of just about everything there, don't you?
A lot of it. Right. There's a lot to know, so I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything.
Right.
But I am pretty well versed in most of the operations. Very familiar with the public safety software package. Oversaw the implementation of that in 2016. Into 2017.
Motion to approve.
Second. Wait, I have a question.
Well, those will be questions.
Did you have one else?
No, I was going to second.
Okay, go ahead.
Who would normally present the resolution? Would it be Supervisor Gentz?
No, I think chair of the Judiciary and Law Committee, because this would be...
But if it's from Joint Services?
Submitted by Supervisor Jeff Gentz. The Judiciary and Law Committee, so I would think both committees would have to approve it.
I would tend to agree with Supervisor Law.
So I would just say that in the future, let's make a point to make sure that whoever is presenting the resolution is here to present it so that the nominee doesn't have to present it themselves.
Yeah.
So that's my comment.
I would agree with that.
for the record. But thank you, you did a wonderful job.
Yeah, not that you did a bad job.
Nothing on you.
Check it out.
Is there any other questions of the nominee?
I had a motion to approve. She's second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck, Joshua.
Good luck.
We'll move on. Resolution from the Sheriff's Department approving the appointment of Nathan Thiel.
Good evening, Supervisors. I'm here to present this resolution to approve Nathan Thiel to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee. And it's going to be under Group 4 in the Community Group. The County Executive has appointed Pleasant Prairie Village Administrator Nathan Thiel to serve as a 3-year term as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. And as a member of that committee, upon confirmed by the county board, he will serve until the first day of February 2025 or until an successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the county board of supervisors. And Mr. Thiel's not here tonight, so I'm presenting the resolution on his behalf.
Is this a committee that you work with on a monthly or quarterly basis?
It's a biannual committee, which we meet, but basically it's to monitor all the hazardous chemicals spills that are within our county. So if there's a spill, diesel fuel, or some other type of hazardous materials that are within our county, get dumped, the businesses, they have chemicals, tier two chemicals, very hazardous chemicals. They report them to us for to make sure that they're in compliance with all the state and OSHA regulations.
So it's very limited jurisdiction then.
Throughout the entire county, very.
So it has an emergencies throughout, like let's say last in the 2020 riots, that has nothing to do with emergency government.
This committee here, it's for the environmental.
I see.
So this could be something that a company is changing and moving to larger nitrogen tanks.
Correct.
You'd want to know what that's all about, right?
They have to report it to the state, and as a county government, we need to know as well.
Right.
So if they are not in compliance, we can actually enforce them to get into compliance with those hazardous chemicals. A lot of our hazards are typically in the form of anhydrous, ammonia, a lot of the bigger corporations, the batteries, believe it or not, the batteries for the forklifts and whatnot, those have to be reported as well. So
then they make recommendations to you, or exactly
we oversee their plans, their emergency plans, so that if there's a spill, we can inform the fire service or all the other first responders, the plume, and how big the radius would be for evacuations and whatnot. In fact, that is part of Alyssa's job to kind of keep tabs on that.
I see.
So do you have software that takes that all into?
Yes, we do.
I think it's that's mm-hmm. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? On the motion, all state by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to the drug task force grant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tony Gonzalez. I am the Captain of Operations at the Sheriff's Department. Here to present the resolution for the 2022 Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance Multi-Jurisdiction Drug Task Force Grant for CDAWG Consortium. The State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance has awarded $211,792 to the Multi-County Consortium Drug Task Force, known as Southeast Area Drug Operations Group, or CDAWG. The consortium includes the following counties: Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Dodge, and Jefferson. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office funding for the Sheriff's Drug Unit is $53,140. The resolution requests modification to the 2022 revenue and expense budget in the Sheriff's Department's Drug Unit Subdivision 2170 to the account for $53,140 grant. Kenosha County is the lead agency of the state grant and receives reports quarterly from Racine County, Jefferson County, Walworth County, Dodge County for reimbursement. This grant management will result in an increase in revenue and expense budget in the Sheriff's Department's Drug Unit Subdivision 2170 to account for the other four counties' portion of the grant awards of $158,652, which will be dispersed to the counties on a quarterly reimbursement basis until all funds are expended or the grant period ends, whichever comes first. Our remaining funds at the end of the grant period are returned to the awarding agency.
And what will you do with that? Was it 53,000 plus?
This will be just to reimburse any expenses related to our key dog unit.
You mean like overtime?
The drug task force and all that was specifically a four?
Correct. This is typically like a 5-year rotation that takes place within agencies. We're currently on our second year of that 5-year period.
This would be like overtime or buy money or that type of thing?
Is it buy money too?
I'm not sure. I'm the fiscal services manager for the Sheriff's Department. It's going towards overtime. We have line items to take care of equipment, to cover buy money as a portion of it as well. And then there's one other line item, services like telecommunications and any other contract services that they use. Okay.
So would there have been any Sea Dog money used in that Pleasant Prairie? Or were we not that involved with it when they took down that drug?
Initially, if I'm not mistaken.
Might have been some buys or something like that, or some overtime surveillance or something.
Throughout the entire investigation, Sea Dog funds were used.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Other agencies will submit their expenses to us, and then we will file all that documentation with the state. The state will then reimburse us, and then we split up the reimbursement on expenses to all the other participating counties.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? On the motion?
Great job.
All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Y'all have a great night. Take care.
Thank you.
Any other business allowed by law?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And under 15 minutes.
Wow.
With three items.